I had my nose put in a joint recently, ever since 1995, when we left a former association. I have frequently gone back to a worldwide news article to remind myself of what Mr. Armstrong's spiritual heritage was, the various truths credited to him that he restored to the church. It was quite a shock to learn that perhaps that had already been tinkered with very shortly after his death. And what was listed in the worldwide news, and what I have referred to, what I have referred other people to, is not a full and accurate list, as Mr. Armstrong set out. It contains many of the things Mr. Armstrong did, and as we know, over the 10 years from his death to the time the majority of us left, virtually everything he restored was demolished. But it is interesting to learn that that process had started almost immediately upon his death. It's ironic that for so long I had respected that list in the worldwide news, considering how much that publication had been used to undermine everything he taught. It is shocking also that, having listened to Mr. Armstrong preach for so many years, that I did not smell a rat. And it's even more frustrating when talking to Mr. Bowles about this. He says, oh yes, it's all on the website. All you have to do is look up Restored Truths. Thank you very much, Mr. Bowles. So if anybody gets fed up with listening to me, just look up Restored Truths on the Church of God in Wales website. And that basically is what I want to convey to you today. I want to look at the things that were tinkered with to see how things were gradually dismantled. The most glaring one in many ways is the fact that the Holy Spirit was glossed over in that list. Our understanding that the Holy Spirit is not part of a Trinity. And we all remember all that stuff about hypostases that we were subjected to ad nauseam. All that was Greek to us. But that one aside, there are four others I want us to look at. Well, three others particularly. The 19th, which was added in a Bible study, a slightly later date, about the preeminence of God the Father and the way Jesus Christ led us to God the Father, and by Christ's authority we have access to God the Father. We do not put the same priority on Christ that all the other churches do. So please excuse me, I'm going to concentrate on the three other ones that were left from the list. The first one is the identity of Babylon and her daughter churches. If we could look at Revelation 17:5. Made me pause for a moment looking at this one. I thought, well, so many people know the identity of Babylon. Surely Mr. Armstrong is stretching the point to say that he restored this truth. Most handbooks will indicate the city referred to in this verse in Revelation 17, verse 5. Well, the whole chapter, but I will read from verse 5. And upon her forehead, this great false church, was the name written, Mystery, Babylon the Great, the mother of harlots and abominations of the earth. This goes on to tell us that there are sort of seven hills in associating with this. It's a city that reigns over the kings of the earth. That's in verse 18 of this chapter. Represents a great city. But please notice the mother of harlots. The people who often recognize the truth of who the great harlot is are of the daughters themselves. My background as a young boy was with a church that came out of and still called itself Catholic. It was established hundreds of years ago for the expedience of a man acquiring another wife when he was already married. Mr. Armstrong explained it was the entire system. Everything, every religious understanding of this world. The next point Mr. Armstrong claimed to return to the church was the fact that we have to be separate from this whole system. We have to come out from that. We were called out. That is something that's already happened to those people who are in God's church. I'm sorry, I've missed one out. The fact that in point 17, Satan is the guilty party. We are not to judge these people at this time. It is not their fault that they have been deceived. Satan is the one who has deceived the whole world. And that leads us into point 18 of the restored truths. We are to be separate. If you could look at Revelation 18, we're all on an energy conservation course today, so on the same page as we are. Revelation 18, verse 4. And I heard another voice from heaven saying, come out of her, my people, that you be not partakers of her sins, and that you receive not of her plagues. We were called out to be separate. For a number of years, we were on a course, while we were asleep, of being led straight back in to that system. This is why I suggest that these items were left out of the list in that worldwide news. People already had a policy of leading us back to the Babylonian system. This confusion, the absence of plain truth, the absence of all things that we come to learn and to cherish, the very reason why we strive to keep hold of the crown. All these things were devalued and rubbished. You have to be very careful with the one about being separate, because reading in another church website, I think I'm seeing a pattern that we are being encouraged to remain separate from other people in God's church. And we have to be very careful with whom we fellowship. But we also have to be extremely careful that we do not reject other people that are God's servant. There are other people in different fellowships that God is working with. It may not be expedient for us to actually fellowship on a Sabbath with them, but we must also be very careful in how we judge them. Yet we have to be separate from the world's religion. It's going to be a very, very difficult judgment to work on. Going back now to Satan, in Revelation 12, verse 9, appropriate to the mistake I have just made over these last 10 years or so. Revelation 12, verse 9, and the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called devil and Satan. And this is what Mr. Armstrong returned to time and time again, which deceived the whole world. The whole world. I cannot now, after this sermonette, stand up and sort of say, well, of course, I was never deceived. I have been deceived for the last 10 years. The information was available, but because I assumed something was accurate, I never checked it. I allowed myself to be deceived. I did not choose to be deceived. I did not want to be deceived, but I had not put forth the effort to double check it. Mr. Armstrong's sermon, where he lists the restored doctrine, is also on the website, and it's the sermon entitled Mission of the Philadelphia Church Era. It was given on the 17th of December, 1983, and the additional point about the priority of God the Father, the preeminence of God the Father, the point 19, was given in a Bible study entitled The Spiritual Law Versus Rituals, which was given on the 21st of December, 1984. If you made the mistake of relying upon that worldwide news article, please check the restored doctrine. If you were not as foolish as me, please learn the lesson that if we assume things carelessly, we can be deceived. We can be pawns in Satan's hands. And I suggest the way we have all slept for 10 years or more, we were at one stage deceived, even though we were called, even though we had God's Holy Spirit. Please remember, we are to recognize the Babylonian mystery religion for what it is. We are to realize that ultimately Satan is the guilty party, and we have to have the wisdom to remain separate from the false way. But be careful, because some people are using this to keep their own corporate entity, identity, separate. Please be very, very careful how you deal with other people that God is working with. We have to be careful, but be wise that some people will use this separate scripture to treat people as though they are not brethren. And this is happening in more than one organization. So be careful of that.